It's time now for this week's work story. This month, we are hearing from Border Patrol agents. Lee Pooley grew up in Flagstaff, Arizona, and has been a Border Patrol agent for more than 8 years. Pooley, a dog handler for the Yuma Sector's canine unit, recalls one experience that changed his perspective as an agent.
We were working on an operation near I-40, and this time was pretty cold time of the year. If you're familiar with the Kingman area, it can get pretty cold. I remember we had pulled over a vehicle, and the vehicle failed to yield. It was a failure to yield, and it took off without stopping. By the time we caught up to it, everybody had bailed out, which is very common. They bail out and try to hide and eventually try to come back around and get a ride somewhere else. Or I took my dog out, and she was we were able to try to find some people right away, but we had no idea how many people there were. What we did was we eventually went around, and right when we were about to give up, my dog caught the scent of some more people. So, of course, I followed her, and we were able to find a group of people huddled up, and they were scared. I don't know if they were shivering because they were cold or because it was they were scared of my dog. But what it was, it wasn't just a group of people. It was a mother and two children. Particular lady and her two children, they were scared, of course, but there were a lot of stickers on the ground, and the children were in sandals, and the mother also. I remember I had to carry the two children out, because the mother, her feet were hurting, and she was a little weak. But I carried the two children out for about a quarter, maybe even half a mile out, which may not seem like a long time, but after running a while and using up your energy, carrying two children out, and while trying to maintain a dog. So it was kind of nice to see that, or to help them, because I felt I was helping them, because I had to be left, would have been leaving two children behind. And to you treat them as children. They're scared, and as with children of my own, trying to make them feel comfortable, talk to them, make them laugh, and just enjoy that time that you can with them, of course, as much as we can. But no, that was just a time for me that I remember back. Usually, whenever I go out and deploy my dog, I remember whenever I'm out there, I don't know who I'm going to encounter. We don't just catch the drug smugglers coming across, but families. And that was just one of those times that I usually reflect on when I'm out there.
That was Yuma Sector Border Patrol Agent Lee Pooley, who has lived in Yuma for more than a decade and has been a Border Patrol agent for 8 years.